Fuck both of them. And their moms.
The claws have come out.
I'm
that was Kevin from the QCast Connection. Go check them out.
No, don't. Fuck both of them.
Wow.
If you're listening to this, you don't listen to anybody else. Except for Big Fatty. But that's it.
So have you ever heard any of their shows, Nicole?
Yes, I've listened to Big Fatty. Yeah. And that's the only one.
Yeah.
Because I like ours the best. I'm biased and I'm allowed to be.
You're bi?
Biased.
What, you're bi? You like to scissor?
Fuck both of them. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Sometimes for fun.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck both of them.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode, let's see what episode this is. This is episode 289, Kitty, of the BFO for Monday, the 16th of March, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Miss Kitty and I are having the farewell cocktail as we prepare to have our, Jesus Christ, y'all, he is, it's like hitting an iceberg here. Oh, Lord. Everyone, it is the Fat One, and it is our final, oh dear God, it is our final night on the Celebrity Solstice, but we had to record today to give you the recap of our last full day on the ship. It's a ship, right, Kitty?
Ship.
You're an old Navy man, right?
It
you would know
no
that.
Boat.
Ain't submarines. A boat. And y'all, Miss Kitty rubbed elbows with the captain earlier today, and the captain was very impressed that Miss Kitty knew it was a ship.
Not a boat.
Not a boat. And y'all, Miss Kitty, we are finishing off the bottle of Tanqueray, and the last drink, it was either going to be two very weak drinks or one manly drink, and we decided on the manly. How is it, Kitty?
It's manly.
That's good. It's much better. Y'all, we went to Miss Richfield's bingo this afternoon. And y'all, the tonic water had gone off. It was just nothing but carbonated water and didn't have any tonic in it. By the way, I'm tapping my foot. Can you hear that? I don't know if you can hear it or not. Y'all, when you go on a ship, on a cruise, on the last day, things start disappearing out of your room. And like today, what disappeared was the little notepad and the little book of guest services. No longer are there guest services available on the ship. And we came back, and we did not have our afternoon savories, and it was blamed on us for not turning it in, not turning in the little request form. But anyway, we kind of acted like Annie Vera, and we got our savories. You know. By the way, y'all, I have been trying to keep up on the e-letters that have come in and the postings over there at the EFO. And y'all, there just been some very mean, just mean-spirited things that were said about Big Fatty not having having the interweb access. No, you go ahead, Kitty. Kitty is having a little savory of, what is that? Is that Brie?
Brie.
And he didn't pull the skin off. Big Fatty would have had to pull the skin off. And
it's called a rind.
Rind, I'm sorry. The rind. And anyway, what was I saying? Oh, the awful, just mean things that were said. It's just like the sea hag. She had that snide comment. I posted a nice picture of deck furniture? Veranda furniture. Because, you know, when she went on her ship, my veranda furniture needs to be repainted. And y'all, then she comes back, and I take a picture, and she goes, my veranda furniture was wooden. Well, y'all, the thing is, so was her boat. Y'all, and I mean, seriously, the Golden Showers Princess is a plank ship, and I mean, it has oars that come out of it. So y'all, no wonder it went into rehab or whatever it was. But, y'all, anyway, I'm just going to try to rise above it. But, you know, sometimes you just have to point out the obvious. My deck furniture was wooden. Yeah, like, and so's your boat. So, I've been thinking about that one, Kitty. I've been working on that one for a while. Yeah, we filled out our little surveys today, and they did not list all of the entertainers that were on here. We had to do a write-in. Had to do a write-in for Joan Crawford. Y'all, she was on board this week. She was hosting bingo, and it was the Joan Crawford bingo, and it was fabulous. And then Saturday afternoon, that's when we're recording this, we had Miss Richfield, 1981, do the bingo, and she selected, what was his name?
Miguel.
Miguel. He was from Mexico, San Juan, I think. And he's from Mexico, and anytime there was a bingo boo-boo, as Miss Richfield would call it, a bingo boo-boo, in fact, that may be the title of today's show, Bingo Boo-Boo. Anyway, help me remember that, Kitty. We can't remember to take our pills, but we'll remember Bingo Boo-Boo. But, anyway, by the way, we have not packed the first fucking thing yet. Miss Porter was up at the crack of dawn this morning. She is ready to get off this boat. Y'all, Granny and Miss Porter, I don't know, have they had a good time?
I don't think so.
There's been and we saw them down at the desk, at the, what is that called?
Reception.
And, it was evidently some sort of malady, credit card malady or something. I don't know.
Well, all they've done the whole trip is eat hot dogs.
All they've had is hot dogs, you know. I mean, they might as well go on a wooden boat if you're going to eat. All you're going to eat is hot dogs, you know. But y'all, there was a malady at bingo today, too. You know, they have the electronic bingo now where they give you a thing. It looks like the world's largest cell phone. And you sit there, and they call the numbers, and you play 24 cards at a time, and the machine plays them for you. You don't have to do shit. You just sit there.
And drink.
Right. And as Miss Richfield pointed out, the bingo doesn't even have balls anymore. And, you know, as Miss Richfield pointed out, we won't even have to get together in the future to play bingo. We just sit in our stateroom, and if we get a bingo, then we just have Miguel. We just open the door and holler bingo into the hallway, and then Consuela, the room attendant goes running. Maybe we'll have Jason Francisco bingo attendant, you know, and he would go running down the gangplank the ladders. That's what stairs are called on a ship. You'd go running down the ladders after you call bingo, and he would go and collect your prize and bring it back to you. There's really no reason to get together anymore. It's very, very high tech, y'all. Very high tech. And but there was a bingo malady today because the bingo machines had not been recharged because the captain, by the way, you met the captain in the elevator, didn't you, Kitty?
I did.
What would you like? Would you like to give a report on that? Oh, Kitty's going to stand up and come over closer to the microphone. I'll be having a sip of the extra strong cocktail while he does that. Oh, Jesus, I poured it all over me.
I got in the elevator on third deck, and I got up to the fourth deck, and the captain, the master of this vessel.
Master of the vessel.
Got on with me, and we went from the fourth deck all the way to the 11th deck together.
That's where room 1509 is, on the 11th deck.
Makes no sense.
Did you ask him about that?
I did not.
Okay.
But I looked at him and I said, "Captain, I love your ship." And he said to me, "Well, there are going to be four more just like it." And I said, "Four more?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, the next one's going to be the Equinox, correct?" And he said, "That's right. It's coming online in just a couple months." And I said, "I had no idea there are going to be five more." And he said, "Yes, there are.
It's just four more."
Four more.
You said five.
Well, there are going to be five altogether.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's not five more. There's five altogether.
And I was going to engage him in this long intellectual conversation. And before I knew it, the door opened. And he
pushed you out.
Okay. That's about what happened, yeah.
Right, okay. And what is his name, by the way, Kitty?
It's a Greek name that I can't pronounce. It's like...
Let's just call him Larry, shall we? Okay. He's Mexican. And Miss Kitty chitter-chatted with the captain. My question is, why the fuck wasn't he driving the ship? So, anyway. But, it, you know, y'all, the bingo is automated. You'd think the ship would be automated, too. But the malady at the bingo was that the giant cell phone-looking machines where you play 24 cards at a time, they had not recharged them because on a previous outing here on the Celebrity Solstice, they left the charger plugged in and there was a fire. So, you know, the bingo caught on fire, y'all. And so the captain has told them you are not allowed to charge the bingo machine. So we were fucked. We had to use the old-fashioned punch cards. And
well, tell them about the bingo boo-boos.
The bingo, but y'all, when there's a bingo boo-boo, especially when Miss Richfield is doing it, she will select a very attractive gentleman caller from the audience. We were sitting so far away, she probably just didn't notice me. But she chose Miguel. Was it Miguel?
Miguel.
Miguel. He was from Puerto Rico. So she was looking for a Mexican, so she was delighted when she found one. And anyway, whenever there's a bingo boo-boo, and a bingo boo-boo could be numerous things. Like, for instance, one guy called bingo, and we were playing the small hole. What was it called? The small square? Okay. I don't know. Small opening. Anyway, it looked like a butthole. We were playing the butthole. And speaking of that, y'all, we've got a picture in our room that looks like it was taken from the inside of a colon. And I'll be posting a picture of Miss Kitty's head, which looks like a penis, going into that colon later in the week. But anyway, because, you know, it's just, that's the way it is. But anyway, every time there's bingo boo-boo, Miguel had to remove a piece of clothing. And so one guy called bingo, and he didn't have the small hole. And so they had a piece of clothing had to come off. And then, wait a minute. Oh, it's Miss Porter. Come on in, Miss Porter. Miss Porter's here now, y'all. Come on in. We're doing the podcast right now. Say hi, Miss Porter.
Hi.
Did you get the credit card malady taken care of?
Then kiss my ass.
Is that a yes? Yeah. Okay, he got it taken care of, y'all.
He said they'll bill it.
Bill it?
But I don't know where he got the account number that he...
Was it, is it Granny's account number?
No.
Oh, is it mine?
No.
Okay. Well, what? How the fuck do you know it's not mine? How do you know my credit card number?
8036 is the last four.
No. Okay. What is it? 8016. I don't know. Anyway, is it 8016? No, 8001. Okay, now that you have the last four digits of my credit card number, you can just go out and buy yourself a little something, everybody. And
let me out of here.
All right, we'll be through here in about 7 minutes, okay, Miss Porter?
Yeah.
Can you wait that long?
Hurry up.
Can you wait that long?
Hurry up.
We've got a cocktail here. They're very strong. Fix yourself a cocktail. All right. How's your cocktail? Oh, Jesus, that's burning the hair out of my nose. Anyway, Kitty, how's your cocktail?
Potent.
It's a potent potable, y'all. Anyway, so there was a fire with the bingo machine, so it couldn't be. Who are you looking at now?
Granny's out there.
Granny's out there. By the way, y'all, I am podcasting with pants off today. Come on in, Granny. Granny, come on in.
No.
Come on in. They haven't heard you. They haven't heard from you in a while.
Hello.
Come. No, really, come on in here.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Granny is, did you ever find Miss Porter?
Well, after she found me.
Okay. All right, you're welcome to come in now, you know.
No, go ahead.
All right. Well, we've only got a couple more minutes on the podcast. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay. Were you able to get your life jacket on earlier? Y'all, he didn't know what I'm talking about. Okay. He don't listen. All right. So, y'all, I can tell you. We have applied. We don't know if we're going to get it or not, but we have applied for something called the baggage valet. And y'all, it's $20. And I'm surprised that Granny and Miss Porter went for it because, you know, everything's so expensive. You know, they will spend $800 on cocktails and lose $1,600 in the casino, but everything that's $20 is too expensive. I'm about to be gassy. Oh, no. Maybe I better not do that. Afraid something might come out. Anyway, y'all, we took our fiber a little late, so we're a little gassy today. But anyway, we've applied for the baggage valet, which means that our bags, we'll get our tags that will go on our bags for the airlines. And once our bag is taken from us this evening, the next time we'll see it is when we land at the Charleston Airport, which I think is a fabulous thing. They'll provide our what are those things called?
Boarding passes
to us, and then we don't have to deal with it. You know, we'll just have a little carry on that we'll carry on. But anyway, by the way, Kitty, have you had a chance to try that Aslock cock ring that I brought along? Y'all, he wanted to try it during the cruise, and tonight's the last night. So anyway, he is now passed out onto his bed. But y'all, even though tipping is included on this cruise, we've provided some additional gratuity for our two male room attendants, Consuela and Flora. And anyway, I believe, so we've got little envelopes for them sitting on the bed for them to enjoy. We're a little worried. Jason Francisco, who was supposed to join us for our final podcast here today,
we haven't seen him in
a couple of days. We think he has fallen overboard or been thrown overboard, which I believe the cruise ship company refers to as payroll reduction. And it's cost savings. So our snack attendant wasn't able to join us today. And but we did meet. Did we talk about Angung?
No.
Agnug. That was it. Agnug. A-G-N-U-G. The G's are silent, so of course we say Agnug. And or we say Agnug because you know it's silent. And Agnug was very campy with us, and y'all, we were just chitter-chatting with him. Yeah, we did, because we talked about getting nailed by the little penis. Anyway, he is from the Philippines, and, you know, y'all, everybody who lives in the Philippines lives in Jakarta. That's not the Philippines. Indonesia. Okay, the Philippines, they're all Mexican. But anyway, Agnug, because the G's are silent. Oh, wait a minute, Miss Porter has returned now. Go ahead.
I have Bob a question.
Bob, with the question, Miss Kitty, did you see the Miss Kitty slot machine downstairs?
That little form thing, that custom thing.
Customs. Yeah, the custom form thing. Uh huh.
If because like souvenir stuff, I have like $130.
So you bought $130 worth of souvenirs? Uh-huh. Jesus Christ! I didn't spend anything.
I had to. My mom.
Yeah.
So okay. I just put that amount.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, and then you have, and then on the back, on this, you're supposed to list the kinds of stuff it is.
Yeah.
Like put down souvenirs, $130. Or if it's a big thing.
Coconut monkey. Did you get a coconut monkey?
You don't have to list specifically what it is.
It's just little bags, like shoulder bags. Oh,
shoulder bags.
And
little pocketbooks and keychains.
Well, if it's a big thing with a value, list it separately.
Did you buy anything? What did you buy yourself? A hat and a shirt and cigarettes.
List cigarettes separately.
Yeah, cigarettes will be separate.
List like two cartons of cigarettes.
Y'all, unbelievable podcasting? We're going down the list of
That's all
I'm taking. List one carton of cigarettes in the bag.
How much? Just out of curiosity. Okay.
I'm
sorry, I didn't mean to. Oh, dear Gussie.
Just put souvenirs.
Excuse me, can I interrupt just 1 second because the music has started? How much is a carton of cigarettes on board the ship?
$24.95.
$24.95 for all of you who can't get through a day without a cancer stick. $24.95 for 10 packs. So that would make them $2.49 a pack. Okay. Okay, they're back to talking about the cigarettes and the customs phone forms and everything. And y'all, with that, I think that will be the end of the on-ship podcast. My plan, and you'll know this before I do, is to post the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday show. Oh, by Miss Porter, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday show yesterday, which would have been Sunday. And if you don't like that...
Fuck both of them.
Yeah, that's what I say. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.